Welcome to Foul Players Radio, your podcast for arts, entertainment, and pop culture. My name is Michael Spedden, your host. Every episode features interesting people with fun, fascinating stories about their journeys in the performing arts. Authors, actors, dancers, writers, musicians, athletes, comics, you name it. Folks who are center stage, backstage, on camera, or behind the scenes. Sit back and listen. Let's have some fun. Foul Players Radio is a production of the Foul Players Group and a proud member of the SJ Network. Happy New Year and welcome back to Foul Players Radio. It's Michael Spedden. You know, this past year I've been calling my episodes the Quarantine Edition, but you know, we're now in a new year. I'm optimistic because people are starting to get their shots, and pretty soon I'm hoping we're going to be able to get out and take our masks off and be able to interact with each other without having to worry about spreading some horrible disease. So I'm going to start to call this the Rising from the Ashes edition of Foul Players Radio this year, because I'm optimistic and I'm very hopeful that this year is going to be much better than 2020. I've enjoyed bringing you a lot of great programming last year, and I've gotten a lot of compliments. I did 107 episodes since quarantine started in March, and I had several before that. And I want to thank you all for your support. You know, I've gotten a lot of great feedback. I've gotten a lot of compliments. I've met a lot of great people this past year, and I've really enjoyed bringing these episodes to you. And from what I hear from you, you've enjoyed hearing them. So thank you. Thank you all for your support. And I plan to continue doing this all throughout this year and next year and as long as I can. So stay right here with Foul Players Radio. Tonight's guest, Mike Diamond and Bobby Hammer from The Mathematics. Mike Diamond, as you know, I've had on the show several times over the years. We go back to the 80s as far as knowing each other. I've known Mike since probably like 86 or 87. And he is tonight on here talking about his band, The Mathematics. They're part of the Manta Ray Records family. And he's coming on with his drummer, Bobby Hammer. And they're talking about what their plans are going to be. They just released some new material. They've been playing some shows, socially distancing themselves. And they've had a fairly decent year, all things considered. And they're looking forward to some great things coming out in 2021. As you know, I've had Mike on the show in the past with the 97 Underground reunion. We all know he was part of 97 Underground. And I've also had him on to talk about Manta Ray Records and a bunch of other things. So it was really great to have Mike back and to have him kind of ring in the new year at Foul Players Radio here. Some other things just to mention, you know, Foul Players Radio is a member of the Foul Players Group and a proud member of the SJ Network. We have lots of great shows coming up with other members of the SJ Network and quite a few other entertainers that I think you're going to really enjoy coming up. So stay tuned. Stick with us at Foul Players Radio. You can find us at www.foulplayersradio.com. There are so many places that we are available now. We've been able to expand that this year. We've been very happy with it. So really, anywhere you can find a podcast, I think you're going to find Foul Players Radio listed. And I've been able to do that because of your support and your listenership. So thank you all. So stick around. We will have Mike Diamond and Bobby Hammer from The Mathematics right after these words.
Howdy, it's Matt Gwynn here, popping in to let you know about the adventures of the albino rhino. To show Frank the Giraffe here, my co-host James Godwin, and myself put on for you guys twice a week. Every Wednesday, we talk to a comedian, and every Friday, we call it Freak Yeah Friday. The show itself is not safe for work, and that freak is definitely a different word. I just don't know what podcast you're going to be listening to this promo on, and I don't want to, start screaming explicatives while you're sitting in your office, if you're lucky enough to have been able to go back to the work that you did before inside of an office or whatever, you know. But we go on an adventure twice a week, and it's a good time because we get to sit down and talk to some really cool people. And I enjoy it because, you know, I'm just curious little albino who likes to get to know folks, you know. You can find us a couple ways, actually multiple ways, really. Man, there's a lot of different ways to find us. You can find us through our central hub, which is www.albinorhino.me. It's the website you can find me on. And then, you know, the podcast, you can find the videos on YouTube. Search for Adventures of the Albino Rhino, also linkable from our website. You can also find us through Anchor, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Radio Public, and Spotify. That's right. We're on the same place Joe Rogan is. Granted, we're not the Joe Rogan Experience, but you know what I mean? We're there. So give us a listen. Promise you won't be dissatisfied. And enjoy your day.
What is going on, minions? Mike here for Misery Point Radio, and you're listening to the Coast to Coast Power Hour on the SJ Network. Now, I know what you're thinking. Mike, what the F is a Coast to Coast Power Hour? Well, my uneducated and uninformed friend, the Coast to Coast Power Hour is a Borg-like collective of epic podcasters from epic podcasts that have all come together to discuss the important things in life. Pop culture, current events, random awesomeness, stuff like that. Trust me, you need this in your life. For more information on this show and all the shows on the Coast to Coast Power Hour, as well as on the SJ Network, reach out to publicist Steve Joyner at www.s-j-network.com or stevesjnetwork@gmail.com. No need to thank me. I'm just out here, you know, changing lives.
What's Your Effin' Binge is a podcast brought to you by Chris, Anchor, and Spotify. And what we talk to our guest about is what they're currently binge-watching on TV. And what we do is we like to take a different approach. I don't want to know what the name of the show is that they're going to talk about before they come on. I have to actually guess it. So I ask them who, what, when, where, why, and try to figure out what it is that they're watching. A lot of times I'm able to guess it, and sometimes I'm not. And that's fine. That adds to the comedy of the show. We like to bring our guest on, whether they're a model or an actress or a producer or musician, and just let them have a platform to be able to tell everybody what they have coming up next, and also entertain everybody with what's worth watching. So I hope everybody tunes in for the next episode of What's Your Effin' Binge. Thanks. It's Chris.
So welcome back to the program, Mike Diamond, and then we have Bobby Hammer, your bandmate from the Mathematics, here tonight. Welcome, guys. It's good to see you again. How have you been holding up with all this?
We've been pretty good. We've been holed up in our bunker.
Yeah.
Out deep and deep in the bowels of our lair here in Baltimore. And just coming up with new stuff and, you know, cooking some new meth. It's going to be good. It's going to be awesome.
Great. That's good to hear.
Same as Mike. Just been, I live out in the country, so we just up here hunkered down.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, that's feeling that things are really going to start coming back like crazy once, you know, everybody gets their shots and once we're able to really get back out there, once things are, you know, we're allowed to open back up and everything. I know a lot of people are just very, very hungry, and people are working on new things, new material, new TV shows, new songs, new music, you name it. And I have a feeling we're going to go through another renaissance or something here. I think it's really going to be crazy when things get back out there. And not only that, people are going to be hungry to get out of the house and see something. So I'm optimistic. I was kind of looking at, you know, my group's called the Foul Players of Perryville, and our, that's my murder mystery group. And our mascot is a duck for waterfowl, but I'm thinking about changing it this year to a phoenix, because we're all kind of rising from the ashes here. So,
that's nice.
And getting back to everything here. So you've got some new material coming out with the Mathematics thing. How is that coming along?
It's coming along really well. We did, we have the album, it's tentatively called Sausage Queen. And it's good. We have some really great songs on there. One of my personal favorites is Ivanka Trump Had My Love Child. which is good. It's about 13 seconds long, is the case of all great punk songs.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And this year, we brought on a new player this time around. Tony Light is taking over the guitar duties.
Oh, sure. Tony. I remember him.
Yeah.
He's right. A Strychnine guy, right?
Yeah. He was with me in Strychnine. So he's taking over the guitar duties for lead guitar.
Okay.
And, you know, we actually just played out in Westminster the other night.
Oh, at good. Stables,
a nice socially distanced type of gathering.
Oh, okay. But,
you know, it was nice. It was us and the band Pillbox.
Oh, sure.
Memory Records.
Oh, great, great, great. So you did you get a turnout?
Yeah. They turned us out of there real quick as soon as we started. Get the hell out of here. What is this? It was a sold out show. What the fuck? They stopped taking people in.
Turning people away at the door because they got into capacity relatively quickly. By the time we went on stage, they were at capacity.
Yeah.
So oh, good.
To play in front of people again, to be honest with you.
I know. I mean, I'm thinking back. I mean, the last time we played, geez, a whiz, or I did any kind of performing, it's been almost a year now. And it's surprise. It's, you know, in a way, it's surprising to think how much time has passed and, you know,
yes,
since all this has been going on here. It's been a surreal year. I mean, on one hand of me, it does feel like it's been that long, but on the other hand, it doesn't feel like it's been that long.
So, right. Yeah. You know, you got all caught up in Tiger King and all that. Kind of
stuff. I know. Gosh, right. I'm thinking about all the things. So what are people going to remember about this year? You know, the damn Tiger King and
Carol Baskin.
And Cobra Kai. And you know, it seems like there's the trending show on Netflix that everybody's been paying attention to and everything. Right. So, you know, something, if we've been reduced to the Tiger King, I think all the good stuff that all the bands and all the, you know, playwrights and TV people have itching to come out and everything, it's going to be a good year at the end of 2021 into 22, you know?
I think so. Yeah. You know, one of the highlights on the album that we have this year is Bobby's duet with Carol Baskin.
Tell us, Bob.
Well, it's really a battle between Carol and I to be the most hated person in America. Right now, she's got me edged out a little bit, but I'm going to work on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yep. That sounds amazing. I can't wait to hear that when it comes out.
She has a lovely singing voice.
Oh, she does.
If people looked back and remembered this year for Carol Baskin and Tiger King and Cobra Kai and all that, I'd be just fine with that. There's a whole lot of things I'd want to forget.
Yeah, I know.
but from a musical standpoint, this is like a gold mine as far as I'm concerned. You know, I mean, we've so much to write about right now. You know,
oh, there is. About.
And I think bands like us are important because we're not super serious. We just kind of be entertaining, funny, and we still get our point across sometimes. So that's pretty.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I've seen you a number of times and it's always, you know, it's always a good show and the material's always good. It's always, you know, good and catchy and it keeps your attention and you don't ever want to get up and go, you know, you just want to stay there and catch the whole show. You don't want to miss a minute of it.
No, I mean, I got to sit through the whole thing. So they should have to, too.
Right. If the audience has to sit through it, you know,
the
audience should.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So has anything been going on at Reverb? I guess you've got to kind of watch capacity since when it comes to letting people in, they have been allowing some places to open up a little bit. Have you had any luck at all this year?
We have been closed. Barely at Reverb. Like right now we're closed except for like a couple of little like side things that we're doing, but you know, those are just a few people. No, we're not doing any music here now. Won't be doing any probably until the spring, I would imagine.
Yeah. I think we'll get a better picture once, you know, the people start getting their shots a little bit more and like more of these like focus groups tend to go, like there's the phase right now with people that are just healthcare workers getting it. And then there's also, I think it's healthcare workers and then frontline first responders. And then I think it's going to get into elderly and then people with, you know, then the rest.
Then yeah, cable installers and video clerk salesmen.
Yep, that kind of thing. Yeah, absolutely. Junkies,
Bobby Hammer. They all get it last.
Yeah.
Nothing but abuse. It never ends.
Bob, you get abused a lot. You seem to be the mathematics whipping boy because every time I turn around, I'm seeing some kind of abuse, whether it be on Facebook or in the club itself.
Never ends, man. I mean, but you know,
he whines about it.
Hate and jealousy.
You know? Hate and jealousy, huh?
Hate and jealousy. And it's not necessarily in that order.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you think the jealousy comes first, then the hate?
The jealousy first.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes, like, I can tell when I pick up the phone when Mike calls me if it's a jealousy or a hate day.
Really? Know? Really? Just yeah.
I usually tell if it started out with, you know, whatever.
No kidding.
But, yeah, I can always tell when Mike's hating on me.
So are you talking about our fans or people in your own band?
Well, the fans hate on me, but that's normal. Okay. Fans were on before I was into mathematics. I can promise you that.
Oh yeah. They were hating you in your other bands too, huh?
Yeah. I don't remember what they were at this point.
Right. Now we took the level of Bobby Hammer hate to a whole new level in the mathematics though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause we were the first people to ever take that hate and corporatize it and monetize it into a t-shirt.
Yep. So, yeah, I know. I saw that. Right.
That in the sixth printing of the FI.
Yeah, pretty soon we're going to put on a reverb. You know, 6 million served. Mm.
So you're going to put up a reverb home of the F Bobby Hammer shirt, huh?
Yeah. Well, yeah, home of the F Bobby Hammer shirt. Yeah.
Yep.
Mike's still upset because all the fuck Mike Diamond shirts ended up in the third world countries.
somewhere there's a little kid in Cambodia running around with a fuck Mike Diamond t-shirt.
Just like, and, you know, the Super Bowl shirts that never get given away because the wrong team.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the shirts and the hats with the with the wrong name on it or the or even the wrong like AFC champ or whatever it is. Yeah, they always send those down to the country so people can wear them down there.
Yeah. You go down there now, they're wearing fuck Mike Diamond shirts.
Right. But I got a good deal on red hats. So,
oh yeah, I know. Jeez, a whiz.
I got a really cheap now. So
maybe you should, Mike. You know, you should install a flagpole in front of Reverb, and you guys can take turns putting up. You can make flags of F Bobby and F Mike. You could raise That's them true. Up. There.
That would be awesome.
Yep.
That would be awesome.
And make them nice and high so you can see them all the way up and down Charles Street. You know, I mean, you're a kind of a high point on Charles Street, aren't you?
I'm always high up here on Charles Street. No, I got what you said. Yeah, I'm on the high point. I can actually walk out into the middle of the street when there's no traffic, you know, like mm-hmm. 2 or 3 in the morning if I'm leaving the club. Mm-hmm. And I can look straight down Charles and I see the Washington Monument, you know.
It's right.
Gorgeous in winter because it's all lit up with the lights, but. Yeah, so yeah, I'm up in the high spot. So yeah, a big flagpole with the fuck Bobby Hammer logo would be awesome.
Yeah, that
I'm taking it worldwide. I'm taking it worldwide.
Are you okay? Okay, well that's good. That's good. Hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, and you have the resources to do so too. You know, so you've got a new record coming out on Manta Ray. Has how are things been going there?
At Manta Ray?
Yeah.
It's been going really well. We have a new record that just came out by Pillbox.
Yeah.
And then
good dudes.
Yeah, it's a good dudes. And then one of our top artists, Lafayette Gilchrist, is still kicking. And then today I just got the news that I am releasing a record by Richie Sambora.
Oh great. And,
yeah, you remember the guitars for Air Supply. Huge package.
He was huge. Yeah, they're huge in Air Supply.
No, congrats. Like for real on that. Seriously. So
things have been going okay there. Mm-hmm. You know, and like, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, bands being able to play out and promote the music and whatnot. But, you know, at that point, like you said, we're still waiting for the whole COVID thing.
Right. You know? Exactly.
And, you know, I feel, and me and Bobby have had this conversation a lot of time. We think the whole COVID thing was just the cover to keep people from finding out about the birds.
The birds. Yeah. You know, about the birds.
Birds. They're not real.
Oh, the birds aren't. Yeah, right. Yeah. No. The ones up on poles and things.
Yes. Yeah. Well, when you see them on the poles, they're recharging. That's why they sit on those wires.
Right.
Yeah. So they're actually drones. In fact, it started in the Reagan administration where they got rid of, and you know, it's not all the birds, just 2/3 of the birds.
Okay.
A third of the birds out there to make the rest of them look legitimate.
Right.
This is a lot about what the mathematics are about. We're about like, you know, breaking the truth and breaking, you know, so the average public knows through our music mm-hmm. about things like these birds.
Right. Birds, you know, birds are up there for surveillance, I guess.
Yes, they're there for surveillance. Yeah, they're walking drones. They're drones. They're not actual birds. They're drones. Like I said, that's why they charge on the wires.
Oh, okay. Then they fly away and they can spy on you then.
Well, yeah, they fly. Yeah, they fly away. They spy on you. I bet you this bird's looking at you right now, Mike.
Oh, there is.
You got to wake, open your eyes and realize that birds are not real.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why, you know, that's why I think they put the COVID thing out there. distracts everybody while they gather up the birds, get them all recharged and back out there.
Right.
That's, why, that's why they shut us in the house, because they didn't want to see all the birds that were not there.
When did you first discover this?
Well, you know, this is like I said, this has been going on since the Reagan administration.
Since Reagan, Yeah.
Reagan hated birds.
Right, right.
He hated them.
Mm-hmm. So he made a deal with the flag, and that's how we ended up with the birds.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sure. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. What other things have you discovered too, besides the birds?
I've discovered that if I'm like, when we played the gig last week, uh-huh. if I'm in a room with too many white people, I get nervous. I discovered that. I discovered that you can't get a good Diet Coke in Baltimore City. it just can't happen. Even at rural farms, or you can't get it. Again, I think this is part of more of the conspiracy.
More.
Bobby, yeah. What have you discovered?
Not discovered, but I've always known that there's no such thing as a good Diet Coke. But I think this whole thing was a conspiracy to sell more Stephen King books, to be honest with you.
Could be.
You know, that's good things.
On the bestsellers, and they were like, you know what? We're going to reboot one of his books, and the best way to do it is just start a national pandemic. Why not? Or an international pandemic, and then... Mm-hmm. And we can sell the stand all over again. So
yeah, I know. Isn't that the truth?
This is why I keep Bobby on, because even though most of the time he has nothing to offer, when he comes up with stuff like that, it makes his whole tenure worthwhile. That's Absolutely. A great idea, Bob.
Player, but you know, with surgery, I think I'll be able to get there.
It's the intermittent gems that come from him that makes him earn his keep. Pop out. Yeah. Okay. That's good. So I'm glad to hear Tony Light. He's a really good guitar player. I'm glad to hear that he's joined up with you and everything.
Yeah. Tony is, he's really good. He's helped out the band a lot. You know, he's helped bring us up to that next level. And we got to mention our bass player, Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeff is, he's huge.
Yep, same bass player, right? That you've had.
Same bass player. Yeah.
Yeah. He's good. He's a good bass player too.
Yes.
He's a good bass player. Is Tony a luthier?
He is a luthier. I think he's a little Protestant too.
Yeah.
he's a luthier Episcopalian, which means he believes God, but he still works on guitars.
Right. I thought I'd heard that somewhere, that he had been building guitars or making guitars or repairing guitars or something like that.
He made October guitars. He was, I don't know if that was his company, but he made October guitars, the same guitars that Doyle from the Misfits used.
Yes. He did those especially for Doyle.
Yep.
Doyle came to his place and picked them up.
Those guitars are great because you can play a full set and then commit homicide with them.
I think the guy in Anvil had one too.
Oh, did he really? Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. It was in that documentary that came out, I think.
I love that. That's one of my favorite documentaries of all time.
Oh my God. Could you imagine? Jeez, it was those poor guys. Those two, that, you know, the guitar player and that drummer, then like, you know, a million bass. If it wasn't such a sad story, I mean, that would have been Spinal Tap right there with all the misfortune those guys went through. it was just like.
Now than they ever made back in the day when they should have made money. It's crazy.
I know.
Modern day.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, that whole thing where they went over to Czechoslovakia or whatever it was, and they just didn't get paid, and the guy forgot to put the posters up and everything. I mean, Jesus.
You know, I got to be honest with you. I was halfway through the day, and I had to get on the internet and go, is this a mock? Is this real?
I know. I was watching that, and I was just like, you know, I didn't know whether to take it seriously or if it was real or not, but I was like, Jesus whiz. And then finally it was like, yes, this is very real. You know, oh my God. Oh boy. Well, I'm glad it seemed like it did have a happy ending though, which is a good thing, but
yeah, they're living the high life now.
Yeah.
So good for them. They waited long for it.
I know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. I mean, even that one part where it's like, you know, they started playing that festival and everybody, like some people kind of remembered them. But then all of a sudden he goes running over to Tommy Aldridge, and Tommy, who the hell are you? You know,
Tommy.
Yeah. What are we watching here? Are we watching Captain Steubing and Jack Tripper?
The Love Boat.
The Love Boat.
Jack Tripper, if you wait, Jacqueline Smith's coming up in a couple minutes. So
look at that. John Ritter and drag. That's awesome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, imagine, right? John Ritter and drag.
It doesn't get much better than that.
Bobby's entire TV diet consists of like Dallas wrestling and Love Boat reruns.
Are you a big MeTV fan? Is it MeTV or Antenna TV you like to watch?
Yeah, I just downloaded the CBS app and it's got old shows.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I've been watching the last couple of days. Yeah, okay. I don't like anything that was basically made when it comes to TV. I like all the stuff from the 70s and.
Me too. That's all the stuff we watched growing up and everything, you know, that was just.
Why don't them clothes come back?
I know. Well, they did with some people, you know. But yeah, it's got to become more mainstream.
Yeah, it's expensive to dress with that bad of taste. It really is.
You know, it is. It is. It is.
Stuff, oh my gosh. I mean, my leisure suit cost me $300.
Well, and finding one in my size would probably cost about $600 or $700, truthfully, you know, with,
I only wear mine to weddings just to embarrass the shit out of my girlfriend.
Yeah.
I got the copy talk.
A friend of mine wore one to my first wedding. I thought it was hilarious. Nobody else did, but I thought it was great.
That's what we're going to do next year. All three of us are going to be wearing the most obnoxious leisure suits ever. And then wear his normal punk attire. That's going to be our new look.
Nothing wrong with that.
I can hear deep voice. You ain't never getting that thing on me.
Yeah. That's funny.
Great year. We got some new stuff coming out. We got a bunch of new covers that we're going to add to our show. Hopefully just get out and play them for people. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the big thing. Just get out and start meeting people and cheer people up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything like, you know, solid in the plans? Cause didn't you guys play last year or probably maybe a year or two? Did you open for Dokken?
Hold on. Hold please.
Yeah. You know, this isn't a video podcast, Bob. So none of the people can see you.
It's okay. I just showed everybody my signed flyer from the Dokken show that we played.
Oh, okay.
March 15th of 2018. Yeah. Got to hang Dokken at Mick Brown.
We were supposed to open up for George Lynch this last November.
Right.
But that got canceled. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're not getting, I don't think we're going to be doing any big shows this year other than just our own, but you know,
right.
Mathematics, right. We're big enough. I mean, really, really, Dokken wrote our coattails. It was really, we're really happy that, you know, we'd let them close the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
I played with Metal Church last year.
Yeah.
That was cool too. We played with Metal Church. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We played with Doyle a couple years ago. We've actually done quite a bit. We played at the coolest club in New York last March. We played at the Cutting Room.
Okay.
Which was.
Yeah. In fact, we did it on the last night of on the first night of the quarantine.
Yeah.
In New York City. The Meth Mouse were the last band to play New York City. Your last band to play New York.
And right. Shut everything. Man.
That was scary. Me and Bobby, we walked out from the gig, walked down to the Empire State Building. It was Bobby's first time in Manhattan. And I took him down there and he was like, oh, this is cool. I was like, yeah, but there should be hundreds, if not thousands, of people surrounding us. And it was like 2 a.m. right now. And there was like literally maybe 2 people on the street. It was like, it looked like something out of an apocalyptic movie. It was very, very scary.
I couldn't even imagine that. Cause I go up there a lot for auditions and stuff. Right. And it's constantly packed. Yeah. It's constantly packed. It's like, it's like rush hour all the time up there. You know, I mean, you know, like around here where, you know, things calm down during the day. And then as soon as rush hour starts, it gets crazy. It's just always crazy up there, you know? And, even when we used to play up there years ago, I couldn't stand driving up there. I mean, that was just insane, you know, trying to take a truck driving up there. Do you like it?
In fact, when we go up there, I usually am the one driving.
Oh, okay.
I use the offensive driving techniques that I've learned here in Baltimore City to take us through. Man. And I got us through, right, Bob?
I don't know. I had an equalizer before we left, so I'm assuming
because
we were there.
Yeah, I usually just take the train and get on the subway or take a cab or something, depending on where I have to go and everything. Yeah, that makes it a lot easier, a lot less stressful and everything. And you know,
can't lug a drum set on the subway though.
Yeah, you're right about that. You're right about that. And yeah, you can't, you know, you can't take a drum set on the subway or anything else, really. You know, there's just, especially when it gets packed in there, that would be just such a pain. But yeah, you're right. You're right. So you got to drive it. You got to drive it. I was talking to, I forget who I was talking to about playing CBGBs up there. When we went up, we had a bunch of people in the back of a Ryder truck. And I was like, you know, we're lucky we either didn't get pulled over for human trafficking or we didn't have 20 people die of carbon monoxide poisoning being in the back like that. We got it there and we got it out of there. That was the main thing.
Let's okay. look forward to the future.
Yes.
What should be coming up soon. So what I think is, you know, we definitely have some stuff scheduled coming up for the new year. I want to get a new video done with the Mathematics, you know, probably to one of the new songs. We are doing a cover of Fergie's MILF Money.
Okay.
Which is really good. In fact, I think I'll give that to you so you can play it on the way out.
Okay.
Yeah, we got a cover of Fergie's MILF Money and have our single Roach one coming out. And, you know, which is a song about running out of weed. And then, you know, and then, you know, we'll have to see. I mean, we did, you know, we've incorporated new visual aspects to the band. We got some girls that come and dance with us sometimes. And do backups. We got, you know, some new set pieces and, you know, I'm thinking pyrotechnics might be good, you know.
Hey, you know, you're talking at reverb or just in general?
I would try a reverb, but like, you know, it's just in general, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, it's not rocket science. Later flew in some trash cans and boom, we're good. Yep.
We played with a guy that,
you know, we had a little mini tour set up right when the COVID thing happened. When we were playing the Cutting Room, we lost our North Carolina gig and another gig. Mm-hmm. So we're looking to get back out on the road and just, you know, be happy and free to pursue a life of religious fulfillment.
True, true.
We have one goal, and that's, you know, to make music and smoke meth and, mm-hmm. you know, spread the word of that.
Right, right.
Like, in the world, people get really upset. So,
yeah.
My ambition for this year is to keep my Twitter account all year long.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. I'm not getting rid of mine. Not like I hardly ever use it or anything, but I just, you know, what the heck, you know, I'm not going to get rid of it. The only thing I do, I don't post anything on there anyway. The only thing I put up there is stuff about the podcast or when I have a show, right. You know, that's really it. Yeah. You know, I don't get into, you know, nobody has ever solved the damn thing by all this fighting and all this arguing online and, you know, getting into this and that. The only constructive conversation I ever saw like that was about that cheap ass bass of yours, Mike.
What, my cheap ass bass?
Yeah. My jukebox? Could you believe that guy? You remember that, Bobby? Did you see that?
No, he never saw that.
There was a picture of Mike on there playing his bass, and some guy says, well, nice picture, but look at that cheap ass bass you're playing.
Oh, that, like, was my Warlock or yeah. something. No, that was my shitty, my punk rock bass.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that guy was talking smack about that. Dude, I've made like 30 or 40 grand off that bass, that $100 bass that I got from China. So he can take his, you know, $2,000 bass.
Yeah, really. Who cares? I mean, who cares?
You know, who the fuck cares, man? I'll play my bass and sound better than him with my crappy ass bass.
Yeah. I mean, you know, truthfully, you know, you have a decent amp, you play it through, and, you know, it sounds fine to me. You know, it's not like it sounds bad or anything, you know. I thought it would have been like a name brand bass I'd just never seen before. You know, I wouldn't have known it was just, you know, something that wasn't, you know, like that a lower
bass,
end.
The people that make that bass is huge in Czechoslovakia. It's yeah, it is. It's the Chernobyl 4000. The fucking green. I get certain notes. That motherfucker doesn't know what he's dealing with. Man, let's go on. Yeah, no, that guy pissed me off that day.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I use good equipment.
Yeah. That's why Bobby uses good equipment to hide his mediocre talent.
Right.
True. You'd be amazed how much mediocrity you can hide by good equipment.
And stick twirling, yes.
And stick twirling. It's all tricks. It's all smoke and mirror.
Yeah, Bobby's drum ability is entirely done through a set of wires and pulleys and mirrors. That we have a guy that sits under the riser and operates Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, he can't do shit.
Right? All these learning how to do that shit, and this guy says stuff like that. Can you believe it?
Yep. You know, and by the other hand too, you know, somebody who's actually pretty a good player and pretty talented and everything could probably make up for, you know, you said all the talent in the world won't make up, or a good base won't make up for a lack of talent. Well, a lack of talent can make up for bad equipment too.
True.
Yeah. Know? And I mean, if you look back at some of these old jazz and blues guys,
like garbage.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I from back in, you know, a long time ago, you know, these guys back in the 20s and everything, I mean, a lot of their guitars were made by themselves, and I would hardly guess that somebody would, you know, would have put those guitars together like, you know, a highly precisioned, you know, Gibson or Fender or something like that. You know, these guys just did the best with what they had. They were able to make it work, you know.
In 1988, Tony Light didn't have a guitar, so he had to build one out of three PVs and a Fender.
Is that right?
Thought it would duct tape and wire, and he played the hell out of that thing. Mm-hmm. Sound better than most guys with their, you know, brand new Les Pauls.
So I know. Yeah,
it's definitely the thing. I remember us doing gigs with equipment falling apart, like especially in Strychnine. You remember those days, Mike? I mean, you're going on the road, mm-hmm. and you're like in a van with, you know, four smelly guys for 3 weeks, and like shit's breaking down left and right, and you're borrowing crap, and like Tony would always like. With duct tape, some wire cutters, and like, you know, a hanger, Tony could make something work. He's a good guy to have for that. Like right now, like, you know, I'm a mess. Like I got strings breaking, straps going, guitars mm-hmm. busting. So having someby like Tony in the band now, who's a luthier, he comes fix my guitar, and he, you know, he's like, hey, Mike, let me get in tune for you, and you know, because mm-hmm. that's how much we actually tune now, which I think, you know. Great development for 2021 that we actually tune our instruments.
Hey, that's great. So, yeah.
I said that guy can suck it. He can suck it.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that you got Tony in the band. Like I said, I remember him from long ago, and he was always great. You know, just a good guitar player mm-hmm. and a nice guy and everything. And I know, like I said, you'd worked together all that time, you know, years ago. And I wish I could have made it to that, you know, Strychnine reunion that you had. Yeah, down there. I was just happy to be out of town.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it took 25 years to get that thing back together.
Yep.
You know, mm-hmm. so 25 more, which would be funny.
Yep. Well, it'll happen probably quicker than an Orange Sheet Parade reunion would be. So, you know, right. My money's going to Strychnine.
Maddox, we have a gig booked 2029 or 32.
27.
Oh, 2027. Yeah. So like a couple of years ago, 2 years ago, I set up this gig for 7 years down the road because people were always saying, you know, oh, I don't have enough notice. So I set it up the road. And, you know, I still have like 38 people who say, well, they might not come. they clicked interested. But, oh, you know,
right. Yeah.
But I've already got excuses like I'm washing my hair that night and stuff like that, which is, you know.
I know. What kind of an excuse was that? You know, were people gross back in those days? And it was like, oh, I'm washing my hair that night. I'm not doing it every day. I'm just going to wash it that night. You know, what the hell?
Women typically don't wash their hair every day for the most part, I don't think. I think maybe now they do, but back in the day they didn't.
Yeah, I know.
Like 3 times a week.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's on orders from my hairstylist.
Oh, yeah.
So you only wash 3 times a week your hair?
Yeah, I mean, I rinse it every night, but, you know, I actually put like shampoo in it.
That's interesting.
Huh. Yeah.
I have a girl come down and hose me down 3 days a week. Put me out in the yard, run a hose. Now that I've lost the weight, they don't need to use the elephant brush to clean me though, so that's cool.
Good. Dude, the elephants would throw him peanuts.
So what do they do? Go out on Charles Street and open up the fire hydrant?
They open up the fire hydrants. They leave me out. I have a girl that leads me out on a leash and I get hit with a fire hydrant. It's really quite erotic, actually.
Mm. It's probably also true.
A little bit true. The leash thing is true.
Yep.
So
I had a pretty big weight loss last year too. And yes. Before that, they used to, you know, strap me to the top of a van and just run through a car wash with me.
you're a big guy, so.
65 pounds in 12th grade, and I'm still 165 pounds.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, I might have put 2 pounds on my head. You know?
You have a couple of songs you'd like to have me play. Do you want to tell us what those are real quick? And then sure.
If you can play two of them, they're only a minute and a half long.
Sure.
So the first one is a song called Roach Blunt. Mm-hmm. And it's a song about running out of weed.
Right.
And, you know, the things you would do to run out of weed. So, you know, you'd make a roach blunt.
Mm-hmm.
And then our other one is a cover of MILF Money by Fergie.
Okay. Sure. Black Eyed Peas, right?
Yeah. So
not that Fergie. Alone, was it another Fergie?
No, it's that Fergie.
Oh,
it's
okay. That Fergie.
That was what? Fergie.
So the song is MILF Money, which she had like a minor hit with.
Okay.
And that'll be the other song. So it's okay. Part of the mathematic shtick of like, you know, taking girl songs.
Right. And, right.
You know, so we do that to pay for our past misogynistic deeds. and paying for my misogyny and my previous marriages, I have to sing Stevie Nicks and Carpenter songs.
Right. Right. In front of your ex, right? It just like, what was that thing? Right, Stevie Nicks was so badass. She sang songs about her ex and made him play guitar on them, you know?
Right, exactly.
With cocaine.
Right.
While on cocaine.
Well, guys, well, look, I thank you for coming back to see us here on Foul Players Radio. Again, I look forward to getting back down to Reverb or wherever you're playing and catching you sometime soon. And, you know, best of luck, you know, with the new material and everything. You know, let us know how you're doing from time to time. Check in and, you know, you're always welcome here. We're always glad to have you. And it's been a lot of fun catching up with you. So, folks, thanks for listening. We've had Bobby Hammer and Mike Diamond from the Mathematics here. And immediately following this, we're going to listen to a couple of their songs that they just announced to us. So thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next time. Take care. Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Mike. Yeah,
thanks, Bobby. Mike.
I'll see you next time.
All right, Mikey.
Need me a smoke, and my pockets are broke. Show you something we roll. Yeah, that's a
roofless.
Cut the ass on each one.
Roofless.
Fill it up till it's
roofless.
Now it's burning your throat.
Roofless.
Feel a roach and try to scope a little piece of some grass. Thank you God I saved the jar for all these bloods in my stash.
Roofless.
Residue on my hand.
Roofless.
Dirty job, but it smacks.
Roofless.
Down to his last.
Roofless.
Don't you want a roach blunt? Collected for weeks, hushing harder to breathe. Then it's tasting real sweet, mixing 5 times a week.
Roofless.
Don't you want a roast blunt?
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 Roofless.
Don't you need a roast blunt?
Roofless.
Don't you need a roast blunt?
Roofless.
Don't you need a roast blunt?
Roach blunt. Roach blunt. Roach blunt. willing to make another shit, motherfucker.
You got that, you got that, you got that milk money. I got that, I got that, I got that milk money. I got that milk money. I got that milk money. Me and the girls up in the club, hating ass hoes, don't give a fuck. Running amok, owning the spot, buying the bar like I bought all these rocks. I've been working all week, now where the hell's my drink? Her hair and nails on fleek, all my girls are on fleek. Cause she I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-D. Do you know what that means? Can't see me. E-R-O-K-E-I-P-A-I-D. You heard about me, I'm saying. You got that, you got that, you got that milk money. I got that, I got that, I got that milk money. I got that milk money. I got that milk money. I've been wearing this hoop, I've been tipping this cup. I've been waiting my turn, I've been working so hard. Turned up and I can't stop now. I've been running so long, I've been vibing so strong. I want it, I need it, I got it for real. I love it, and woman, I'll feed you this meal. Hey mama, I need it, the top of the hill. Been a minute, don't forget it, motherfucker, I'm ill. Now let me see your milkshake.
Working at your service to give it to you. Didn't mean to make you nervous. To give it to you. You motherfucker.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Chris Rastalli of Breaking the Fourth Wall. If you enjoy our show, you can find it on YouTube. Just look up Realm of the Mist Entertainment, or just look up Realm of the Mist Entertainment on Anchor.fm, Apple iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, or wherever quality podcasts can be heard. And also, you can find us on all the social medias. Just look for Realm of the Mist Entertainment, and I will catch you on the other side.
I'm Michael, the host of the semi-monthly podcast, In a City Like Yours. Join me as I chat with interesting people with interesting life stories. You can listen to the podcast on all major podcast platforms, including Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. You can follow us on Twitter at IACLYS Podcast, as well as on Facebook and Instagram at In a City Like Yours Podcast. Please feel free to let me know what you think. And keep coming back for the many interesting stories in a city like yours.
Hey, this is Don Smith from the Life Radio Show. If you've always wanted to learn more about the world of low-budget filmmaking and even lower-budget comedy, tune into the Life Radio Show. You can live stream the show at WWSU1069.org on Tuesdays from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern, or find us wherever you find podcasts and like and follow the Life Radio Show on Facebook for live video and other shenanigans.
Hey, what's up? This is Chris Rastalli of Realm of the Mist Entertainment. The podcast you are listening to is part of the SJ Network. Go to s-j-network.com. That's s-j-network.com for more great podcasts and information on those shows, as well as information and ability to contact publicist Steve Joyner for more information. Just go to the website and check out the family. Ladies and gentlemen, until then, enjoy the show.